today
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And Lagos, we're good to go on Dailies Today this morning. Let's start with the Punch newspaper. Page 11 of the Punch is where we're starting from. And this story is here this morning.
You got my papers mixed up. Oh, this is it.
Sorry. Yeah. Mm. Seven die, Taliban renames country Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan.
Yes, I'm sure I was almost up the whole of the night watching CNN and Sky News and seeing the development in Afghanistan, which was a very significant development and has various implications for various people.
Yeah.
Right here in Nigeria, there are a few lessons I think we can learn from that. And I think the most important lesson is that if you have problems, and you will always have problems, political or otherwise, it's better for you to find a homegrown solution to it. Bringing in Western countries, other countries, and so on and so forth, they will come plunder your country, take all that they can, protect their interests, and at the last minute, they will vanish.
It will always be about their interests.
It will always be about their interests. Mm. I'm pleading with a lot of our activists in Nigeria to learn a lesson from this. This idea of running to America, wanting to go to the United Nations, doing this and doing that, is not going to get you anywhere. You're opening up your country for all kinds of opportunities, arms merchants, people interested in illegal mining, all kinds of things to come in. With the kind of strength that some of our bodies have, IPOB, the Odua People's Congress, and all the other ones, if with the numbers that you have, why don't you just form a political party, have an alliance, and go for it? Then when you are now in charge of your country, all the things that you've complained about can now be manifest. That is the way to go. This you should learn a lesson from. Only God knows how much has gone in and out of Afghanistan. Well, very little in, a lot of it more out.
Yeah.
Through buying of arms, you know, all kinds of illegal activities. At the end of the day, now they've been bound to the Philistines. Look at the visual photograph you found. Look at one, we're watching one here now. People clinging onto an aircraft that's taking off.
That's right. Look at them.
Look at it right here. So we need to learn a lesson that running to other countries or other of these so-called international groups would never solve your problem. You need to look for a homegrown method that would keep your own people intact. And look, I wonder, the Afghans now might not be any better either which way. Only God knows. Time will tell. But the other lesson to learn is that with Afghanistan and with Iran, back here now we need to be a bit more careful because it's going to embolden a lot of the other groups, Boko Haram and so on. It's going to embolden them. And I would like to ask this question, that in reality, has anybody ever bothered to do what I would call a survey or investigation to show if at all, if our people way up in the north, if some of them are receptive to these groups? It is important that, at least we have it at the back of our minds to show that if they are in any manner receptive to these groups, because it starts like that. The third lesson to learn from this is that life is a struggle. Change is not an event. It is a marathon. The Taliban had been at this for close to 20 to 30 years. I'd like to be corrected if I'm wrong. I don't mind. I make mistakes like every human being.
Yeah.
But they've been at it for so long, and at the end of the day, they have now become victorious of whether it's the propriety of whether they should be running the country or not is not the lesson that I'm talking about. But the lesson here is that these things are not an event. They are a marathon, and you must persevere. So, having said all this, the bottom line, the message that I have for my own people here, because when we look at these things, we almost look at our own interests. There are no friends. There are no foes. There are interests. There are interests. And if you open up, you will lose in the end. If you open up your country in the way of calling other people to come and intervene, going to the United Nations to do some charter of something or protesting in another country and so on and so forth, at the end of the day, you will get virtually nothing, and you just might jolly well be sorry. The other implication also is that the world order has virtually changed.
Mm.
You know, that complete supremacy of the United States.
I was telling someone yesterday that this is a major shift in the world order, and we may not even realize it now until some years later. You see the shift. It's a massive shift that we can't begin to comprehend the implication of it as yet.
And also, because between Iran and Afghanistan and some of these countries like that, you never know what they might combine, what they might put together and want to do. The other lesson, sorry, just one more, is for your country, you must vote for a leader who is very strong, but listens to the people and can stand by what his country's interest is.
Mm.
What did Biden say? Biden said he talked about the American interest.
That's right.
He didn't waffle. He said, the American interest is important. I cannot continue to have a bottom line. We cannot continue to put over $1 trillion.
Mm.
We can't continue to pump money in this thing and lose American lives. And he said something that I'd like to hear from a Nigerian leader. He said, I am the president of the United States of America. The buck stops on my table. I hope and love one day Nigeria will have such a leader.
Mm.
Next.
That's right. We're going to stay on page 11 of the Punch. There's a story here that says, Amosun signs Abiodun father's condolence register.
I wonder why that made news. The governor of Ogun State lost his dad.
Yeah.
The former governor, Amosun, they had political... You see, we don't know. The father of Abiodun died, and he went there to sign the register. And that becomes news. Because a lot of us don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm.
People might disagree politically. It doesn't mean they are not friends. You better get that stuck in your head for us, the followers.
And stop killing yourself.
And stop killing yourselves. And we'd also like to condole Governor Abiodun, may the soul of his father rest in peace. We'd like to use this opportunity to remind him that over and above everything, there's poverty in the land and there's COVID. And that leadership calls on him to set a good example. So we would like to call on him not to be allow himself to be pushed, not to allow all his advisors push him into some over lavish burial. Like I said, there is COVID and there's this. If I were him, I would say that this burial is going to be, if his father wasn't the governor, he is. This is going to be a very private thing and it will be for my members only. Or else they will blow it all up in his hands and he will have himself to blame.
Mm-hmm.
That is as the kind of advice. Because before you know it now, the spinners will start. The spinners have pushed him into giving the winner of a BBA and whatever, a house and some millions. So, Governor Abiodun, I condole with you. I sympathize with you. But this is also an advice. It is not, your father isn't the governor, so it's not, state of burial does not arise here. Just make it a family affair because there's COVID. You have to set that very good example.
Mm-hmm.
There's COVID to contend with. Over the weekend, I saw some social functions that took place. There was one particular one I was supposed to attend. I didn't see the videos. I didn't see one person wearing a mask. Not one.
Just imagine that.
Not one. But meanwhile, every day you keep hearing of people dying. The reasons are not well stated out, or he just fell ill briefly. You know, we stigmatize everything.
Mm.
Be careful, everybody. Be absolutely careful. May Pabio do so rest in perfect peace.
Mm. Now to the Vanguard newspaper. I'm not interested in 2023 presidency, Sanusi.
SLS. They think, it burst my bubble. They burst my bubble. Because there are a few Nigerians, you know, that I wouldn't hesitate to vote for. Despite their past or whatever, I wouldn't hesitate. I mean, I love Sanusi. I'm not hiding it. I love him. I'd like to see a president who, if at all, just to have that charisma, stand up and speak to the world.
Mm.
He gains attention. That's good enough for me. No, but unfortunately, he's not running. And he made it very clear. He said he had always said he wanted to be Emir of Kano, and he got it. He said he had always wanted to be in business, and he became, you know, MD of First Bank.
Mm.
But that this one is not prepared for it, and he doesn't want it. So who wants it? That is now the question.
Yep.
I can almost tell you clearly now that there is an 80% chance that Vice President Oshibajo is going to run for presidency. The signals are too clear for us to ignore. And I think if he does want to run, or if he's going to run, now is the time, in spite of what my friend Fuad Oki said, that's for the political side.
Yeah.
For us, we are anxious to follow a leader. We are anxious to see a light at the end of the tunnel. And we are anxious that we don't have same of same. But with the indications, my feelers, and all the underground work that I've done and so on and so forth, there's an 80% chance that Yemi Oshibajo, professor of law, Jimmy Disu's classmate,
he must
be on his CV. I went to primary school and university with him. But there is every indication that Yemi Oshibajo might also run. So it's getting quite interesting. You know, the scenario is getting interesting. But I wish latest by end of October would have an idea of who is running and who is not. Ooh. And let the politicking, let it start.
Right.
You know, let's start looking at who is what. Now, please, one more time. Something happened during Buhari's time. I had some people say, you are the one who made us. I'm not making anybody vote for anybody. I'm doing my job and giving my own views. What we do here is to stimulate, and I might tell you my preferences. Mm-hmm. Your preference, you could look at him from another prison. So this time, I will not take it. Anybody who says after this 2023 that I was the one who made him vote, I will sue him. Benny.
Same for what?
Defamation of character. But if Oshibajo does run, I think it would be at least, if anything, would up the intellectual ante.
I don't think anything. I don't think that we need anybody in this administration in 2023.
That's your feeling. Abajao.
Alija, you just shared your own. Now I'm sharing my own.
Don't share your own. When I'm at the same distance.
I think we need fresh people from the outside.
Well, yes, but also you also have to think of experience.
No.
You don't want.
People have experience. We have people with experience. People that have been tested.
Like who? Give me an example.
No. It's your amount of campaign.
But I said my own.
It's your amount of campaign.
So what I said, I hope it's your amount of campaign.
No.
Then give me somebody who you think might be running. Don't mention it.
No, I can't. I can't. But at least I have three.
Let me tell you that I've been diagnosed as having a very bad temper. And I don't know. Abajao. Oh, yeah. Let's go see.
Let's go.
It's always fun to be with this guy. You know? Okay, let's go to the next story.
Yeah, Vanguard has a story here. Civil war fiercest in Enugu before we captured it.
Yeah, that's not the story. The story, that's credited to IBB, you know. I think today...
It's his birthday.
It's his 80th birthday, and I wish him happy birthday and a peaceful retirement. As for how I assess him, a senior citizen was even talking to me about 2 days ago for close to 30 minutes about what I thought about his whatever. But I just decided my feelings about his tenure, I'd rather not, put out in the public and just keep them to myself. I'm not in the habit of upsetting myself unduly. History will judge all of us. It's as clear as that. History will judge all of us. I hope that I at 80, I'll not be struggling for recognition and clean up. I hope at 80, I'll just be sitting down quietly and not be making a spirited attempt at revamping and so on and so forth. But I wish him a happy birthday. That's the way life is. Some see it as a half glass full. Some see it as a half glass empty. Some see some things as good and some see some things as bad.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there are some things that have happened in my past that I'd rather just not bring up again. I'd put it in history and put it behind me and then move forward. People in my age, and even though Nigeria has been very good to us, we have suffered seeing Nigeria change. We have suffered seeing our country, the politics, the ethos, the values. We have suffered seeing it change. And we saw this when we were adults. Well, that's a story for another day. I was just happy 1 minute ago. Now you brought this one. Okay, let's go.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
I don't want to politic.
Vanguard is here. Vanguard says, Apapa traffic, truck owners protest extortion by police. Lasma.
Who will bail the cart to bring sanity into this area? What else could I say? Who will bail the cart? The governor, Lagos governor, he huffed and he puffed, but he couldn't blow the house down. You know, the federal government, too, the vice president, Professor Oshibajo, who I can say might also be running, you know, he huffed and he puffed and he didn't blow the house down. Who is going to help us solve this Apapa? We need somebody with determination, no matter whose ox is God, is ready to dive in. The governor has said he was going to mention names. He was foot stamping that he would mention names and so on and so forth. He never did. And therefore, this problem we have would just not go away. There's a fight on who is calling who up. And they say that extortion sabotaging the economy, of course. But Lagos State government have exonerated themselves. I said, we are not involved in extortion allegation. I don't know whether it's the government or the individuals. But it will be very, very difficult for anybody involved in this process to exonerate himself. I didn't say impossible. I said it will be very, very difficult. All said and done, again, history will judge all of us. One of the measurements by which we'll judge so we'll lose success in Lagos is that of traffic. And we will not take excuses because we didn't vote for him to make excuses. So it's up to him. Even the federal government is up to him. Maybe at some point, some of us might jolly well take a Sherry's position, you know, and say we want a complete change. Because I don't understand how traffic would hold all of us to ransom. Federal government, local government, Lagos State government, police, importers, all of, and we look at this thing day in, day out, we have excuses. No solution. Ordinary traffic problem. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me take this comment here. And the reason I want to take this comment is so that we can put things in proper perspective. I think someone got you wrong here. Ayodeji Lewis is his name. He says, JD, your analysis on Afghanistan is completely incorrect. America built the country, established a democratic system, and organized the first election. Do you expect U.S. to stay there in perpetuity? Is that what you said?
No, you already said it now.
Okay.
But, you know, in this job, sometimes the frustrating part is those who misunderstand you, not those who have an opinion on what you said.
Yeah.
The frustrating part is just, I couldn't care less what happened in Afghanistan or whatever. All my analysis was on the implications for Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at things from the perspective from which you're talking, I mean, is your right? But I'm a Nigerian. I'm a patriotic Nigerian. I'm not interested in another country's interest. I'm interested in my country's interest.
I actually even think that what he said has no connection to what you said.
At all. It must have been listened to.
So I'm just saying that, you know, people kind of like just have this fixed bias that they can't shake.
I'm used to that.
So even what you don't say, they will say
that. They will say you said it. And I'm glad you told me to recant it, because you get a lot of that. If you were going to go by what you see in the social media about what has been said, you won't believe it's the same program you listen to.
Exactly.
But it comes with the tyrant.
Yeah, it does.
I'm beginning to support you, Jerry. I think you
don't want
to.
You're supporting me now.
Yes.
So we don't need anybody in the government.
We don't need, nah.
Support me now.
I'm supporting you. You're my brother's kid. That's why when I tell you that I love you, agape will not love, you know, not any risky love or anything. People don't understand. You have my back.
Yes, I do. Always. Let's take this one here. Sit at home, commercial activities grounded in Southeast despite cancellation.
Yes. Now, this one is a difficult one too. Those sitting at home, were they sitting at home from either miscommunication or do they, again, let me repeat, I'm asking rhetorical questions.
Yeah.
Is it from miscommunication or fear? Or the fact that they just want to stand with their leader?
I think it's fear.
You think it's fair?
Mm.
Okay. fair as in F-E-A-R, you know,
yes.
So just for those who... I also think that a lot of it has to do with fear, you know, not being too sure what will happen if you do come out. But let me tell you immediately, which you cannot dispute, this injures the people economically. A lot of us are on a daily income, whatever, and one day off, we just cannot contemplate. So I'd like to plead with those who are in charge of these things to let people go out and earn their daily bread. You know, there are still other ways by which you can make your feelings known. You can, so many feelings. You can say, okay, everybody should wear a black armband, everybody should do this, but let them go out and earn their daily income. I think it's very, very important. Very, very important. Everybody should wear black. It's a morning day. There are so many other significant things you can do without, you know, but let them go to work, earn their pay. Even civil servants who go to work, it's not the 30 days they are looking at. It's the ones that can remove one bulb to go and sell. If nobody is looking, grab one chair, put it in the boot of the car and go and sell in the open market to eat. Because, you know, in most cases, either they are not paid on time or their salaries cannot get them home. But everybody is on the hustle. Everybody is on the hustle, and a lot of us depend on daily income, and therefore I would like to plead, you know, that the point has been made, really. The point has been made. Let people go about their, you know, earning their daily bread. I can imagine some people putting their noses up and saying that it is easy for him. He can say that. No, I'm also on the daily. I'm not an employee. I'm paid by
exactly,
program.
Exactly.
So any day I'm not here, I'm not. But I live in my bunny, and just
you know, I work every day, even on Saturdays.
On Saturdays, my bar works. Even on Sunday, you know, I go to preach somewhere. Paid.
You know,
they pay preachers.
Yes, of course, I know. I know.
Oh, one point.
We'll be emergency. Yes. We're going to squeeze in this one. It's our last story this morning. 2022 budget. FG crashes capital expenditure despite higher earnings.
FG didn't crash capital expenditure. There's no money.
Yeah.
They didn't crash any. This headline. There's no money. There's no money for capital expenditure. And I still maintain that the young people, because we don't have time for us to go into a long whatever it is, but all said and done, we need to do something about our borrowing. We need to be convinced that we will have the capacity to pay back as and when due. That's enough said on that matter.
Indeed. Well, we must go now. Yes. Well, let's squeeze in this one here. It's very interesting. FG takes delivery of 698,880 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine. Expect additional 3.9 million doses.
Add that to the 177,000. So what do we say?
J&J. That's
Philip. No, we're not talking about that's you have already about, said you would take million. The vaccine. We have already said that's about what. That's but remember about. That one is Johnson & Johnson.
Yes,
now
J&J.
We do need to be careful. When you get vaccinated, especially for the first one, please note what it is, whether it's AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson, please note what it is so that when you go for the second, you are sure of what you are getting. When you go for the, make sure of what you are getting. And please go get yourself vaccinated.
Very important.
We've been able to convince Philip at last.
Finally.
That not only will he, he also told me this morning that I bring his dad along. Yes, he's a combat.
This is nice.
He's a soldier for vaccination.
Indeed. Indeed. We have recruited him. Please go forth and preach the gospel of vaccination. What's coming out at 9?
Banky W. The new politicians that are coming up.
Banky is coming.
Banky Wellington is coming in at 9. Okay. We want to talk about, you know, the new politics, young people.
Okay.
People have all kinds of ideas that young people are this and that. The young will grow old.
Very true.
So whether it's now or whenever it is.
Now or later.
Now or later, it's going to happen. So Banky W will be here at 9.
Interesting. I want to know how he handled the last election.
Yes, we will ask him that. Any other question?
No, that's all.
Okay.
Whether he's going to contest in 2023 again?
Yes. Any other question?
Where is he going?
Where is he going? How?
National Assembly or State Assembly?
Yes. Any other question?
No. That's all. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Of course, you know we'll be here when he's here. So.
Yes, I'll be here. All right then, Jimmy, BankyW, 9 o'clock later this morning. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. Jimmy, thank you for coming.
God bless you, sir.
I'm Sharif Quadri. Let's take a break, bring you the news, and then we'll talk the PIB. Taiwo Odile of PwC is here, and we'll talk some more about what you need to know. We'll break it down for you at 8 o'clock.